Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Let me say Happy New Year and welcome to our first Wednesday Word of 2021. What we're going to do for the next 4 weeks and really kick off this new year is be in a series we're calling Fresh Start. And what Julie and I are going to do is over the next 4 weeks, bring up some topics in our Christian life and our spiritual life that we think we might need a fresh look at or a new start with. And starting the new year, a lot of people make changes in their personal lives, you know, whether it's physical health or mental health or budgeting or anything like that, they're going to make changes. So we thought we'd take a look at some things in our lives as Christians that we might need a new look at. And today I want to talk about worship. Now, worship is something near and dear to my heart. I was a worship leader for a number of years. And I know that for a lot of people, when they think about worship, the first thing we think about is musical worship. And that is, you know, big bands with lots of guitars, synthesizers, skinny jeans, and smoke machines. But that's just one expression of worship, the musical side. That's not just what worship is. What worship really is it's an act of love. It's an act of extravagant love and extreme submission. That's actually how Webster's Dictionary would define it. So it's this love, it's a submission, it's recognizing who God is, who he is in our lives, and what our response should be to that. You know, it's acting in a way that honors and glorifies God and is obedient to God. And that's really an issue of the heart. What's going on in our hearts when we're worshiping God? So, like I said, musical worship is just one expression of worship. And I want to talk today about an area of my life that I want to take a new start with or a fresh look at to make sure it's really an act of worship. And that is my prayer life. Now, that's not to say I don't pray. I pray a lot, actually. But I've been convicted that my prayer life isn't as worshipful as it could be. And here's what I mean. I'm going to real talk my personal prayer life with you. When I pray, I've realized that I approach it a lot of times more like I would a meeting. And that is, I have a set amount of time I want. I have things I want to get accomplished. We're going to go in, we're going to do it, and bam, we're going to move on with the day. That's not worshipful. That's, it's transactional is what it really is. It's, I go to God with this list of things that I say, hey, if you could bless this person or help this person and then help me, that'd be great. And then we move on. Now, we should absolutely be praying for other people. If they have a need and they ask you to pray or they post something and you say, I'm praying for you, absolutely be praying for them and pray for the things in your own life. But that's not all that I feel like prayer should be. And that's where I've been convicted to make it more worshipful. And when I thought about that, I went and looked at Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus teaches on prayer. And he starts off, you know, saying, don't make it this big show when you pray. Don't just ramble on and on and on and make it super long. He then teaches about how to actually pray with the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is something I memorized and learned years ago as a kid. But I went back and looked at what the words really said to understand maybe what is Jesus really teaching about prayer. And the first half of it was a really cool thing for me to think about. And it just starts with, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So right off the bat, we're saying, our Father who's in heaven, and he's our Father, right? So that's already putting him above in this act, is this place of authority, and that we should be in a little bit of submission to him, right? Hallowed be thy name. Holy is his name. His name is honored. It's revered. Okay, so that's, again, there's some submission to that. If I approach it in that way, it already makes my prayer a little bit more worshipful. And then the next part is really where it kicks in, I think. Thy will be done. Or sorry, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will, not mine. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's recognizing and right off the bat approaching that what God wants is what should be done, not what I want. So if I approach prayer that way, and just start just a little bit with that, God, you know what? Your will be done. You're in heaven. I submit to you. I think that's more of a worshipful approach to prayer. So I don't know if prayer is an area that you feel like you can make more worshipful. Maybe your prayer life is great. I hope it is. But that's just, like I said, for me, is an area of my life that I would like to see be more of an act of worship. So I would encourage you, throughout this next week, is to think about how you worship God, what the acts of worship in your life are, and if you need to, take a fresh look, a fresh start at some of those, and make sure that we're really approaching God with an extravagant love and a submission to Him and truly worshiping God. Make sure to check out the next few weeks also for some other areas that maybe you could think about taking a fresh look at. You'll hear from Julie next week. All right. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.